now I don't hear anything at all. Howie's wall. I heard nothing else. Yeah, I'm gonna go back and look at it today. We probably have a stupid idiot on the frequency because I'm missing a lot of words. Yeah, I'm gonna take a look at Howie's wall today. I'm going back over there about 10 o'clock this morning and see what we're gonna do. I have a few plans for it, but it's getting serious, so I think I'm gonna shore it up from the inside. I'm going to build another wall. I'm going to actually build another wall on the inside. And we're going to break that one down. It's a brick wall, so trying to pull it back is probably futile. So I'm not even going to try to pull it back. It weighs a couple of tons, and it's not going to be cooperative. So we're just going to take it down and build a new wall, and I think that'll get him out of trouble.
KC2, KC.
How are you?
Boy, Rich.
Good morning, sir. Barry, say hello to Keith.
Hello to Keith. I don't know who you are, but hi, Keith. How you doing? Good morning, sir.
Morning, Barry. Yeah, just heading into work. KC2KK. Rich?
Okay, Keith. Very good. All right. And Barry and Keith. Yeah, we got a little group going here at 5:15. Girl, we can't, Barry.
Okay, we're not going to wait for the bleeper because there ain't none. What kind of work you do, Keith? Why do normal people, I'm assuming, that get up at this hour in the morning to go to work?
Repeater, time out.
So, is this thing working?
I'm supposed to be there for 6:30. For 6:30 to 3.
Okay, Keith, you said you get up at 6, from 6:30 to 3. But that's all I heard. I don't know, the repeater is not doing too good this morning. Over to you, Rich.
Barry, the beep will come on 15 minutes, and it'll be okay.
I know. I go through this every morning, but usually the receiver is okay. The beep is screwed up, but today the receiver's cutting out in the repeater. That's a new one.
It's fine. The receiver's fine. It's the controller. Get Keith there or Barry again.
Sorry, I just doubled with it. No, I said every time earlier when you were talking about it, I heard everything you said. I didn't hear anything that Rich said at all, but I heard you loud and clear. I'm on the 147.375, 82KXK.
Okay. I think it's, maybe Richie's mic is not working right or something like that. That might explain it. Or who knows? Who the hell knows? Okay, I gotta watch the road a little bit this morning, not too much. Be careful. I do this many times a week, and I'm always here at the same time, so people can set their watch by it, you know. Yes, I got a call from Sam yesterday, Richie. Let me let it drop, because I know the time on this thing is really whacked out, so hold on. Okay, I'm not gonna wait for the beep, because there ain't none. Yeah, I got a call from Sam yesterday, and he's expecting me in 3 weeks, and he's really looking forward to my coming down there. I may drive. I'm serious. I may drive down there. It's just, I don't mind driving. That's relaxing for me. I have no problem with that. So as long as the police leave me alone, I'm going to drive to South Carolina, Rich.
Repeater, time out.
I don't know if we can use this thing this morning.
Okay, Barry, I got what you said, 99% of it.
Barry, I heard everything you said. I was going to drive down to North Carolina and everything, so... Hi, Richie.
I'm hearing that on the input, too, so he ain't far away from us.
Okay, Barry. Interesting. It is 5:18. Pretty soon the repeater will come on with the beep. Everything will straighten out.
Okay, I'm going to pull over and let this guy pass me. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. I don't like people dog-tailing me on this road. I don't like it at all. Much more relaxing. You know, there's nobody on the road. One guy gets a back here, 2 feet back of your bumper, and there's nobody on the road. I'm the only guy here.
Hey, where are you, Peninsula Boulevard?
No way. I'd stay away from Peninsula Boulevard. No, I'm on Broadway. I take Broadway to all the back roads. I don't go on Peninsula Boulevard. I haven't been on Peninsula Boulevard. Probably months. That's why I don't get any more tickets.
I'm Barry. Hey, thank you. Romaine just bought me iced coffee, Barry. He's a nice person.
Good morning, Romaine. Are you going to talk to us this morning?
We said good morning right at the mic, Keith. Barry, you know what he did for me yesterday? It's a little thing that you really appreciate. He went out for lunch, and he came back, he surprised me with a large latte from Duncan. Nice guy, he's a very nice person.
Okay, I don't know if you, yeah. A large something from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to assume it was an iced coffee, but I don't know.
Similar. You know what a latte is?
See, don't forget we have 3 people in this conversation, Richie. Not just you and me.
Some of the time it'll be to Keith in a minute. Do you know what a latte is? It's what he got me. I love them.
I hope it doesn't...
Repeater, time out. Repeater, time out. Cancel.
I miss that.
Okay, I've heard of them, but I don't know what they are. I don't buy anything except coffee in those places. I never buy anything else.
I'll try one day. They're pretty good. Keith, over to you, sir. Where are you?
Hey, look, before you turn it over to Keith, what is it that he bought you? What is it?
It's partly coffee. It's got whipped cream on top. I don't know what they put in there. They're delicious.
Oh, something you shouldn't eat. Okay, over to you, Keith.
Actually worked out perfect. I just merged onto the LAE and made my way over to the UTV, so just set my cruise control. Give me a second.
Noisy, Keith, but we got you. Where are the LAE? How far out? Maybe you want to go to Selden? I'm beat, Chief.
I'll be breaking up.
Well, now, Barry, the beep will be on in a few minutes. We won't have this problem.
I think it'll be on for another half an hour. Depends. Sometimes it comes on earlier. This road has a light on it, which I happen to be sitting at right now. I swear, it could last 5 minutes. A stupid left turn. And it goes on and on and on. You know, I don't know. I'm sitting here already for 3 minutes. Nothing. Nothing.
I said there's probably something wrong with it.
Yeah, the cop is back. That's what's wrong with it. Forget it. I'll just sit it out.
All right, no problem. Anyway, Keith, are you back? What happened?
Oh, yeah, the dual-band radio and, if I'm not kind of like, you know, trying to feel around on the control board to find my knob to change frequency. So I went from the 147 to the 1 whatever. The other frequency.
Bye, Keith. Well, you sound good now. Are you on Sheldon or are you just in a better spot?
No, I stopped over to the 146850. I'm coming about an exit 49 on the LA heading westbound.
Are you headed into the city?
Going to work with a lot of ya.
That's right. You're an electrician and you work at LaGuardia Airport.
Something crazy. There's a cop in back. I just made the turn, just now. That's how long I waited for that turn. And the cop's sitting in back of me, waiting for me to make the turn, figuring I'm going to lose my patience. But that light went on for like 4 or 5 minutes. Nuts. Finally, the light, he goes straight and I make the turn. He was just waiting to see if I was going to beat that light.
I don't know, Barry. I can't comment. Anyway, look, everything is good. You're alive. You're okay. You don't complain.
I'm going to complain. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to complain.
I know, speaking of the cops, I was on the Sacramento Parkway. The cop was in front of me quite a bit. And I was wondering why he pulled off to the side of the road, this guy. So he's a state trooper. He's getting set up on the hill to go attack somebody. I just got by him before he got set up. Otherwise, I would have gotten smacked.
Say, we live under the veil of the police. It's a horrible life, I'm telling you. One of these days, I'm going to pick up stakes, and I mean it. I really mean it. I'm moving to a place where they have very little police. I'm going to check and see where in the United States they have the least amount of police. That's where I'm going.
I expect to be in the mountains and have a small little town where you have a sheriff and a deputy and that's it.
And you take them out to lunch and you're okay. Richie knows. I used to be in the Army in Georgia, and I used to travel on this road it was a nutty road. It had a speed limit that was ridiculously fast. I could not do the speed limit. Even if I wanted to, I was way too scary to do the speed limit. I never saw a road like that.
just like me, it won't hurt you, you know, a little bit. You don't go crazy, but go into Dunkin' Donuts, ask for a large, let's say. They're great.
Not on your life, Reed. No way. I figured out what you're buying. It has probably got about 5 spoons of sugar in it if you added it up, maybe more. No way. No way. I'm not going to do that. Not worth it. Just not worth it.
Alright. You ever check your sugar?
Well, yeah. And it ain't high. And I don't take any insulin. And you know why it ain't high, right? Because I don't buy lattes and stuff like that.
It doesn't matter once in a while. Your sugar is low because you exercise and you probably have only a mild case of diabetes. Mine's pretty bad.
Well, I disagree about that. My diabetes is no better than anybody else's. My mother practically died from it. You know, her mother did die from it. Her sisters died from it. No. I'm just careful, that's all.
Fine. Anyway, look, I'm okay. I did lose my legs, but, you know, Barry, that's what happens. You know, even when I was in rehab, there was a gal there, she'd stepped on a nail. The bone got infected, and it all came the leg. That's what happens.
Oh, well.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
I missed the whole thing.
All right, don't matter. It's unimportant. okay. Yeah, the car's running good anyway. Very strange, because the check engine light came on. It stayed on for about 50, 75 miles. And now it's out. I put new gas in the car. Check engine light came out immediately after I put the gas in the car. I guess there must have been something wrong with that gasoline.
Hey, we got the beep. Okay, I don't know, Barry. I don't know. It's odd. Let's see. Keith, come on back. We got the beep.
There we go. There's the beep. Yeah, but I can't drink any alcohol. What's going on with me? I drink any alcohol, forget about it. Bad. So, and you gotta exercise. Gotta exercise, otherwise I get stiff. So, yeah, very important. Exercise, eat the right food, and no alcohol, and take meds when supposed to, and I'm in good shape. Gotta, like you say, play by the rules, Barry. Rich, I guess back to you, and get to Barry.
Keith, I heard there's one more thing in the equation, and I think I'm going to try it. I don't understand it, but they said one day a week, starve yourself for one complete 24-hour period, about once a week or every 2 weeks, at least every 2 weeks. Don't eat anything. They say that actually seems to work.
That's the body. Oh, and the other thing is sleep. Gotta get at least 6 hours sleep. It's very important. Otherwise, there's another problem. anyway, Rich, over to you. Case 2, case 8.
Okay, Keith. Barry, you don't eat enough now. You got malnutrition. I know. And, how close do you to LaGuardia, Keith, get?
Repeat that, Rich, again? I didn't quite get it.
How close? much, how many more miles do you gotta go to get to LaGuardia?
Oh, I'd say I'm a good 15 minutes to go. I'm only coming up on exit 38.
All right. You know, Keith and Barry, when I was a little kid, we lived in Astoria, Queens. And my father used to take me to LaGuardia to watch the planes. That was in the 50s, when they had all propeller-driven airplanes. I didn't call it LaGuardia. I called it LaGuardia Airport. And that was an observation deck that we used to go on. Barry?
I forgot about those things. I don't think people do that anymore. I don't know. I know there's a place to watch the planes coming in and out when you're in Kennedy, but nobody takes that stuff seriously anymore. I think we're beyond that now.
Yeah, probably. But I remember LaGuardia was not crowded in the 50s. You could walk through very few people.
Gee, I remember... by Kennedy Airport, you could walk across the runways, and I did. And that wasn't all that long ago. Probably 30 years ago, you could walk across the runways on Kennedy Airport. You could drive your car across the runway.
Everything changes. Can't do that anymore. And much crowded. In the 1950s, only people that had a lot of money could take a plane.
I don't know. I take a lot of planes in my life, you know that. And they got more and more sophisticated as the years went by. And less fun. Absolutely less fun. I remember one time I had to fly down probably somewhere around South Carolina. And it was a small flight, and the captain came back, and I was sitting next to him in the captain's seat. I was the only guy on the plane, the only guy on the plane, so we got friendly.
All right. Keith, how you doing?
My left hand's starting to fall asleep, so... to be a little bit. I gotta switch hands. The left hand doesn't want to key up the mic, so I'll be off the air for a few minutes. Give me my hand to wake up. She's dozing. KQQKK. I'll be on the side listening for a little bit.
Your signal got a lot better. Where are you now, Keith?
I am just coming into traffic now. Coming up on exit 36.
Okay, is that on the Long Island Expressway or something? I guess he'll come back. Okay, I'm almost at my destination. I'm looking around. Over the last few months, they've changed every light on this road to LEDs, except one light is still a sodium vapor across the street. Just a few weeks ago, I was telling you this area has sodium vapor. Now it's all LEDs. They must have done it in the night.
Okay, very good. By the way, we've been forgetting to identify M2EO. November 2 Echo Oscar, Massapequa Park.
Okay, and this is N2MB, and I don't know where I am.
Here we are, Willis Avenue, where the hell is it?
The Keith drives like I do. No idea where he is. I'm the same way.
Bingo, Willis Avenue, Mineola.
Okay, I know where that is. I've been there.
Yeah, I've just come up on Searing Town Road.
Okay, I know that spot. I've taken it many, many times. I'm sure Richie has. Well, not Richie. He doesn't really travel on those roads much, so he doesn't know those roads. I don't bet it's new to Richie.
Oh, I don't. And of course, I don't drive now. Barry, if I have the money, I would like to buy a van and get it modified so I can drive it with hand controls. It's a whole big deal because insurance will only modify a brand new van, not a used van. And then I have to go to training to learn how to use it and get retested by motor vehicles.
And the problem is that word new van, I agree with that. You need a new van. They don't let you buy an old one. And maybe, well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe somebody else who got old would want to sell his van. Can you buy a van that's already outfitted for it from somebody else?
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
And, well, you got to go on eBay or something like that and see who's selling one.
It's a good thought. It is a good thought. Insurance, I doubt, will pay for it. But, yes. You know, I still have to be retested. Motor vehicles requires that. And I don't blame them. Because now it's a different way to drive.
Richie, I was looking at your picture on QRZ. Who were those other two people in the picture?
Other? I put some pictures on. What'd you see?
Saw a man and a lady, and you were over to the left, I think. Two other people in the picture. I don't know. I never saw them before.
It was the guy with a beard?
I don't remember if he had a beard or not, but it was a woman and a man. A little on the chubby side, all of them.
Well, you recognize Patty. The girl is probably Jerry, and the guy is a priest, Father Samara.
No kidding. Okay. He didn't have, priest clothes on.
It was black, so I don't remember. Black clothing. But no, he came to visit because he knows Jerry from Florida. And when Jerry came up to New York, remember I gave him money to take the flight up. The priest had been, Father Samara was changed from Florida. He went to a new parish in Nyack, New York. And he came down, Jerry and Patty made dinner, and we had a good time.
Okay, that's interesting. That's really interesting. But take a look at the picture. Make sure we're talking about the right people. It's on your QRZ page. You only get one thing. You put the picture there, you should know.
I'm a little confused because I put a few pictures on.
I only saw one picture. You only see one picture on QRZ. I didn't look at your profile. I didn't bother to go that far. I just looked at that one picture, you know, that you always get.
Okay, well, I'll take another look. The picture up, well, I think you know the one in the upper right-hand corner. That's me and Patty.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. The one in the upper right-hand corner was three people. Patty was to the left, and there were two people to the right, a man and a woman. That old picture is gone, Richie. That's what I'm saying. The upper right-hand picture. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I forget. I gotta take a look this morning. But yes, as far as the map, what a nice guy. And he's very learned. He was recently doing a talk in Australia. He was in Budapest, Hungary prior to that. He gets around. He writes a lot of books on religion and also books on other subjects. Very good guy.
No. They shouldn't let the poor guy go around hungry. They should buy him lunch.
He's all the way up at Nyack. But, you know, at my house in Whitestone, anything but hungry. We all had a large dinner.
You said he was in Hungary.
Ha ha ha, okay. Budapest, yes. And then Australia, and God knows where else he travels. And, but his parish is in Nyack, New York. I hope he's still there because I told Jerry to give him a call. I don't have his phone number. And to ask him if he'd like to come here to Massapequa Park and visit me and Patty. Patty loved him.
Okay, yeah, I used to know a lot of priests. You know, strangely enough, through my father. My father used to fix radios and TVs for the priests in St. Gertrude's Church by me. And they used to come around and have lunch with us all the time. A whole bunch of them. Very strange, very strange. And I think those people, I'm sure, are no longer with us. I don't know, something about priests, they don't live long, and I don't understand why. I don't get it.
Don't know if that's true or not, but okay. Now, he's a very nice person. And he came to me when I lived in Whitestone with Patty.
Okay, is that when you took the picture?
Yes, yes. That's in the dining room.
Okay, I have to look at the picture. Maybe I'll recognize the dining room. Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. But anyway, take a look at the picture. Tell me if that's actually the right one. It's starting to add up to be that one. It sounds like the right one.
I'll take another look. But yes, he's a nice person, as most priests are. Otherwise, they wouldn't be priests. He's Greek Orthodox.
Okay. Yeah, as I say, I had, actually, for some reason, I don't know why, for a Jewish guy, I sure hang around a lot of priests and nuns and stuff. What's all that about?
Oh, they're just nice people, that's all. Anybody who really believes in God, especially a priest or a nun, they give their whole life to God, they're nice people.
I lost contact with the nuns in the orphan home in Georgia. It's a long story, but the orphan home moved at the same time I was getting out of the army. The orphan home, which had been in that location for over 100 years, moved to Atlanta. And that's when I started to lose contact with them. I kept contact with them for a little while when they were in Atlanta, but then, I don't even know what the place is called anymore, so I don't even know where it is anymore. And I have to go back to Atlanta to find it. I actually lost the address and everything.
Barry, look it up on the internet. You might be pleasantly surprised. M2MB. M2MB. Where are you now? Are you going to pick up your wife or on the way back?
actually, as we're speaking, I just pulled up to the house. I'm here now. And I'm going to shut down for a few minutes. Looking in there, all the lights are out. That means that the little boy is asleep. Which means Cinder will probably come out on time. When he's up, there's like a changing of the guard when she leaves. And he can be held up for as much as 10, 15 minutes. But I think this morning, he's going to be out on time. Sure. I'll check back with you on what I'm doing, the flip trip. I take two different roads. I take one road here and a different one back. So I'll call you when I'm back on the road, which will be about 15 minutes. N2EO, this is N2MB.
Okay, Barry, I'll see you in a little bit. Have a good one. N2MB, N2EO.
I just want to remind you something. Are you still there, Richard?
As far as it gets to the mic, the door closed under the desk.
Okay, well, he can use the mic, too. I need to loud. Probably more interesting than most of the people on the repeater. Okay, yeah. I kind of started a little bit of an institution there in Georgia with the orphan home. One Christmas, I was only there for 2 years, you know. One Christmas I invited the entire orphan home to the Army base for a Christmas party. And boy, I get flack for that. I can't even tell you. But I had it a little rank, so, you know, they didn't get too mad at me. Anyway, after that, it started as an institution. I understand they carried it on. The next year, they did it without me. And they continue to do it. It was an institution. Every Christmas, they would invite the entire orphan home to the Army base and throw a Christmas party for them. And I actually started that. That's pretty cool.
That is nice, Barry. What about Sergeant, not Sergeant, the Colonel, did he object?
Not at all. No, no, he was with me all the way on that. I think he's the one that turned it into an institution after I left. I'm pretty sure he was the guy that carried it on.
His whole complaint? And why?
The Army base is a funny place, you know. It ain't the real world. What can I tell you?
Yes, Barry. Anyway, that's very good. And, that's a star on your shoulder. Anyway, yeah, Barry was over here. You know, she always, when I move out into the other room, she likes to crawl under the table, which is sweet, but I can't get in, so I got her out. The cat was outside, so I let him in. That's Bosco.
Yeah, when I left the house, the cat was outside. So I opened the door to leave, and this cat goes bang right through the door. He does that frequently. He's like so anxious to get in. Wow. Okay, I'll see you in a little bit. She's getting ready to come out. I can see her moving around, and the lights are coming on. I'll see you in a minute. And to Leo and to Meatball.
Put her on the mic so I can say hello.
Next tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
KGQKXK, I'll be there.
at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Yeah, in your case, we'll give you the permission.
Next, tonight at 8:30, W2VL Repeater System.